reading the label on the decorating side of it. Only a couple of pence about, used for about a couple of pence an hour more.
Yeah.
And the rest, packers were the lowest paid in the store. First, but I don't know any of the girls were at a penny.
Yeah. I mean, I think here, finishers and decorators are paid the same, whereas at Sutton's, I think, they distinguish between finishers and decorators,
don't they? Yeah, they do now. They hadn't used to, they do now. So over the last, say, about 5 years, they do distinguish by about a couple of pence.
Yeah. Well, do you think, because you're obviously quite highly trained and quite highly skilled compared to most of the other people in the bakery, do you think you should get more?
It just depends. I mean, sometimes the only thing that gets you really sometimes is you can get somebody walking in off the street and sort of, you know, not so much in the decorating side, but some of the girls out in the section, she used to complain, you get somebody walking off the street and they might be trained at their job. They were walking in off the street and they'd got to train them and they were still getting the same rate of pay as what they were.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, you know, arguments sort of thing that way. It's quite right, a lot of the time if you did just walk on off the street sort of thing and then getting a rate of pay.
Yeah. But I mean, so
it doesn't really bother me that much.
Bother you. Do you get sick pay if you're ill?
Well, for firm.
Yeah.
Oh, don't they pay that compulsory now, a certain amount of it, do they?
I don't know, honestly.
I don't know, really. I can't think of it. Yeah. I know I get off the... I do pay a full stamp, so I know I get off the sick.
Yeah.
Mind you, the last time I wrote off sick at the beginning of the year, wrote back and told me I didn't earn enough in the year.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't earn enough what?
Enough money. Wasn't it, Harry?
Yeah.
I wrote up with my sick notes and that at the beginning of the year. Wrote to them, my Smith and the sick money, so I'd been off and give more the dates and that. They wrote back saying I wasn't entitled to any money, because I haven't earned more than 300 in the year. I'd earned 1,000 something in the year. And I wrote back, and it's just before the end of the financial year, like, and I got a wage slip, my last one, and I wrote back to one, and I told them that if I wasn't entitled to the sick money, could they inform the tax I wanted the tax back up for to see if they hadn't earned anything. But I mean...
So what did they say to that?
They asked... They waited and that, and I went and saw the firm's wages office and that, and they said they'd had a letter off them, but they'd got to make further inquiries. I'd given as much information as I could.
Mm.
Where I worked and how much I'd earned, how much tax I'd paid and national insurance, and this as much as I could. And they sent to the firm then for the rest, and I got it a couple of weeks later.
That was when you were still at Sutton?
That was still at Sutton, that one.
Okay.
I told them I wasn't entitled to it.
So you had... You had 3 years, did you say, on day release?
Yeah. But that isn't... I don't think... Sometimes it's not necessary. I think if you've got somebody really keen, then much better coming in straight from school and say, leaving at 16 and training, actually in the bakery, under the person they're going to be under, because you're teaching them the way they want them to work. Whereas if they've had the basic, they know the basic, and they've been taught a different way, and you're trying to tell them a different way, they'll argue back and say, they've been taught this way and this way, sort of thing. It's like, so that's just come from Henley.
Yeah.
She knows the basic. And I've tried to help her and show her a quicker way of coping. I've been taught this way, and she just won't, you know, she just won't listen to that extent. I think that, yeah, that trouble though, in a lot, if they come from other places, yeah, and have got basic, it's very hard to teach them and get them to weigh the way you want to work and the way you like them to work. Mm. And then you get the youngsters, they won't clean up after them. You won't. You get that a lot.
They and you go, the way,
well, the way I like to work, I like to use the equipment, when I've finished with it, wash it straight away. Mm. Whereas a lot of them, I'd say, for instance, when I worked with Sutton's, the girls under me there, I used to say, wash it as soon as you finish with it. It makes it easier, it's easier to come off a lot better. And they used to pile it in the sink, and leave it till the end of the day. You were either running out of equipment and having to go and wash it yourself, or getting sick of seeing it and washing it up yourself. But they sometimes work messy, you know. I think they're awfully messy. I like everything nice and clean out when I work. Like they'll use, like they might be finishing off wedding cake.
Yeah.
And they'll probably use a sticky turntable. They've had jam on it or something. And their hands are getting all stuck up while they're doing it. Or a table, they'll work on the table that they've done something on and probably tipped a bit of sugar over it. Instead of wiping it up, they'll work on the top of it sometimes. Yeah. No, I don't like working that way. If I finish a job, before I start again, I just quickly wipe around to make it look a bit tidy. And you feel better then. Because your hand's not getting all stuck up when you're picking up something and this sort of thing. But they do sometimes work a bit messier. I don't think they just don't seem to bother. It's a job. Mm. Get somebody really keen there, you can teach them straight from school.
How long would it take them to learn?
Well, if it's somebody really keen and picks up very easy, you could teach them it, depending on the person. You can take them 6 months to learn the job. Mm. Then if you get somebody that's doing it just for a job, you'll never teach them it, no matter how much you try to teach them. Mm. They'll do it in their own sweet way in any case, whatever you try and tell them all about.
Yeah. And then what, do you mean by that they'll never actually be much good as decorators?
Well, that's they're a past sort of thing, but then again, to somebody outside, if you had a cake off, let's say outside them, you don't know what decorating is. You'd see any cake, oh, isn't it beautiful? Yeah. Because you can't do it and you don't know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Whereas if somebody that is qualified and knows what they're looking for on a cake and what to look at and this sort of thing, they'd probably think an amateur's probably done it, even though they haven't.
Yeah.
They might think that.
Do you go around cake shops looking at them?
I go around cake shops. I don't so much now, but I used to a lot. What I used to hate is if I was at a wedding and somebody got a wedding cake and I hadn't done it, and they used to say to me, what do you think of the cake? Oh. And I sometimes used to think it looked diabolical. Oh, you say, looks nice, lovely. I wouldn't say what I really thought of it at a wedding, you know, sort of thing. They might have thought I was a bit jealous because I hadn't done it, sort of thing.
So, I mean, when you talk about Sue, it sounds as if you think she'll never really make it.
Well, I don't really know whether she would make it. She's just in start at the moment, unless she changes through working with us and that, which she could do, she could gradually change to more of the commercial. You see, at the colleges, they teach more exhibition work.
Mm.
So therefore you're a lot slower, they show you a longer way, which is probably a better way, but it takes you ages to do it, and in a commercial place, like a bakery or somewhere like that, you just couldn't do it the way they teach you at the tech.
Mm.
You find your own quick ways about doing them. I mean, sometimes you get them, they don't bother. I mean, I had one, but Sutton's. She worked under me. I tried teaching her, I tried showing her. She was good, but too slow for the place she was in. You see what I mean?
Was she a perfectionist or just too slow?
It looked nice when she'd done it, but she was too slow for the place. I mean, it'd take her all day to do, say, a cake sort of thing. It looked nice at the finish. But if you've got 100 sitting on the table, you can't take all day to do one cake. Yeah. You've got to be quick with it. No, she didn't ever speed up. She didn't. But you can get them. I mean, I know they're all slow when they're starting it. And that until they get used to it. Mm. But gradually as they get used to it, they should speed up gradually themselves.
Yeah.
But when I did work with, she never did. She just stayed at a slow pace and that was it. Sue seems to be a little bit like that at the moment. Mm. When Leslie's there, I mean, she's worked great this week. She's worked quick and that. But sometimes when you're really busy, she slows down even more and it gets on my nerves. And I'm working as quick as I can.
Yeah.
And it gets on my nerves and I get all edgy and that. I think, good God, get your finger out, get a move on, we're busy. Sort of thing. But on the whole, I don't panic. It's just that I know I'm busy. Just taking on blinking day to do one thing, which it took me half the time probably when it took her to do, sort of thing. Whereas I know it'll take her longer, but not as long as long as she takes to do
it. And what's the difference between icing a cake? What's the quick way and what's the slow way?
Well, at the colleges, when they ice a cake, they ice the tops first, get the tops perfect.
Yeah.
Then you ice all the sides and get the sides perfect.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's okay, but while you're doing the sides, you can put your fingers in the top, sort of thing, when you're putting it on the side of the cake. Yeah. So put the icing on the top, get that perfect, then they're going to put the icing around the sides. Well, what I do is put the icing on the sides and on the top, work it all in to get all the air bubbles out, run the knife across the top, dab the icing down the sides, the excess, and then run a scrape around the sides, then do the board. Whereas the tech, it's all right, but if you're a bit clumsy, you've got to do all the top again. And I think, well, when you think of it, you can do the top. You put the icing on the sides, ready to run the scrape around. You are saving a little bit of time. Because you're not going to make a mess of the top while you're putting it on around the sides. Because it does come up on the top no matter how hard you try not to. So you could end up doing the top again.
Yes.
And still doing the sides again.
Yes, I always do the sides first.
I
made a terrible mess.
You see, I put the icing around the sides.
Yeah.
And move it onto the top, and then I work on the top and get the top flat, and then I run the knife. Well, if it's round, then you can use your palette knife just to run it round and draw it off without making a ridge. If you're doing squares, you use a knife normally across them, or a straight blade of some sort, you know. Run them across from side to side. And then you tap it down, and then run the scrapers round the side to give you a straight edge. And sometimes that can be difficult. You've got to get your scrape dead straight on the side. Sometimes you can get them like this, the sides end up like this, or like this.
And how can you correct that? I mean, if you
it's just practice more or less. It's even pressure on your scraper as you draw it round, see. Because sometimes, all it is when they're doing it, they're not putting more pressure on the top or more pressure on the bottom instead of even pressure sort of thing.
But how often do you make a mistake?
Oh, I do make on occasion. Like writing the name on the wrong way, or spelling it wrong when it's written. I've made mistakes.
I can see that sort of mistake quite understandable, but I mean the sort of mistakes you're talking about, holding the knife evenly. I mean, would you still be likely to make that sort of mistake occasionally, or?
Where it all starts from is your marzipan. If your marzipan isn't done correctly in the first place, with Storer's cakes, they don't Dutch the cakes.
What's Dutch?
You roll, what we used to do is marzipan it all over, roll a rolling pin across the top to make it more or less level, turn it upside down, and to make sure it was all level, the surplus that you pushed over the cakes, we used to use them, like it was like a scraper with a handle on it, and you used to hit the sides in, straight up all your sides, so therefore you'd more or less go clean flat on the top and the side, whereas Storers, you have to build up sometimes, which does make your job a bit more difficult, especially for a trainee.
Have you talked to anybody about that difference at Storers? Have you suggested they change it?
Well, I don't really, to tell you the truth, I don't really tell much. I don't notice it for myself. I suppose if the girls, if I've got a trainee like training to do the coating, I'd pick her the flattest ones out, the flat ones out. It's the only the odd ones that you get, which you've got to build up and that. But what I would do for her, I'd take the difficult, the ones I think were difficult to leave her the really flat ones to do. I wouldn't give her one of the girls, even when you Dutch them sometimes, they're not completely flat. You can't help it sometimes. I'd take the ones, just straighten them up. Or whoever's experienced as well, I'd give it them to straighten them. They use a chisel, a file, to file all the cakes down. Because of the way they coat, their first coat, they just run a knife round it on the top, as if it was a round one, and do the sides square. Whereas at Sutton's, we used to first coat with the knife on the top, then the sides, and we never used to have to file them down, but I'll scrape the odd little lump off that I've probably got in the way. But I still work the same as what I did with a knife at Storer's. I noticed when the girls coated for me the other day, Les, and she coated with a knife for me. That's the difference, you don't have the bump in the middle to scrape off and that. And because I wasn't in last Monday, she first coated them all for me, but I did notice she coated them all with a knife, which she doesn't normally do. She normally just runs them down and then files them all off. Whereas, I suppose it's got its advantages and disadvantages. You're quicker coating, but you've got to file them all down. Whereas my way takes you a bit longer to coat them, but you don't have to file none of them down.
Yeah.
Well, you might have the odd one, maybe, but the majority of them you don't have to file down. You just coat straight over the top of them.
You know, the finishers at Storer's. The ones doing the icing, I don't know what it was, some tartan. At Sutton's, would that have been a decorator's job as opposed to a finisher's job? Or didn't they do that sort of thing?
It depended whether it was an expensive one or a cheaper one. If it was a cheaper version, it was done down the belt. Or say, like, Valentine's gattos, Easter gattos, a Christmas sponge, Christmas torn. There was a lot of them, so they did them down the belt. But they used to have the ones out of the decorating room to help on the belt. They did the masking and that, and the others finished them off, sort of thing. It was the same with the Christmas cakes. We'd go out with our turntables and everything and set up on the top end of the belt. We'd coat them all out of there. And they'd shove them down the belt and finish decorating them down the belt.
I see.
Yeah. So they still had ones like that coat and that at the beginning of the belt, and the others just finished them off as normal.
And at Sutton's, do you remember, did they cook the cakes there? Yeah. Did they buy them?
No. The fruit cakes were always cooked on the premises, but our birthday cakes and everything were cooked on the premises. The lines that they did, well, it worked out that one bakery do, say, 6 lines mm. and a quantity of them. Another bakery would do, say, another 6 lines and a quantity of them. But they still got into all the shops.
Mm.
But there were quantities, but less variety in each place, probably.
Yeah, does anybody check your work, except for yourself?
Where?
At the stores?
No.
No.
Not as far as I know. I don't know. I never see him that much. He's never checked at Sutton's. Not very. You might get. They got a complaint.
Yeah.
They got the cake back, and they'd look at it to see what the complaint was about.
Yeah.
If it was something to bother about, they'd come and see us and give us a right telling off about it. If it was, say, something just misspelled, that was it. Unless he was going through one of his moods, sort of thing.
Who was this, Mr. Duffield?
No, it was John mostly that saw about the complaints and that. He'd tell you off. I don't think I've... 10.5 years, I don't think Mr. Duffield told me off once. I never saw him that much, actually. Yeah. I didn't. Even though his office was right next door to where we worked.
Mm.
And his office was there and our room started there. And I never hardly ever saw him. I didn't. It was the same with John. They never bothered us because I think, to a certain extent, they knew the work had got out. And they knew it was going to be okay, like.
Mm.
You get beyond one that complained, you know. On the whole, it was not very often they really ever got complaints. You know, either they went out and people didn't complain back, I don't know. But they never really ever got that many complaints. But you get the odd time sort of thing. You might go through a phase of them.
Mm.
And you might misspell something or miss a candle off it. Because they complain about misspelling them.
Yeah.
Candles being missed off. And then you get it and they tell you off for not watching what you're sending out, sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's just, it seems to go through a phase, sort of thing. I always seem to be like that.
Mm. I mean,
it was like when I started working at Storey.
Mm.
I went through a phase when I kept missing name candles off it, or something, you know, something silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that was probably just starting in. Maybe I'm just started in a new place and getting used to being in different surrounds and that.
Yeah. Do you have a sort of self-checking mechanism so that you always check over the work you've just done, or is it so automatic that you just finish it and that's it?
No, they're all listed up.
Mm.
At stores they're all listed up on a piece of paper. When I'm getting the bases all out, I'll just put little ticks at the side of them.
Mm.
That's the bases out. Then when I've got them all latticed up,
mm.
I cross halfway through the name,
mm.
and I know they're all latticed up. So. Then when they're finished, I just put a line straight through the lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's them, and then they're checked really when they come to collect them out. That's the last, I keep a check, as I cross them out, sort of thing. They might be checked 3 times through crossing them out, you know. Touch wood, they've never been short of a cake yet for a wedding. Not yet. But whereas it's Sutton's, we used to have all the tickets. For the wedding cakes, we used to actually work off the tickets, and that, whereas we used to have all the orders, and there you used to put two copies.
Mm.
One ticket we'd put in a box and one ticket we'd work from.
Mm.
Then box them and change the tickets over, which double checked that we'd got the cakes.
Mm.
Or for what we'd got, because you get the odd copy, might have got mislaid.
Yeah.
At least if you come across another copy in the box, which you haven't got at the end of the day, you could do one up for it. Before it was actually noticed, it was missed, and they used to work a day in advance. Whereas here, they seem to sometimes work in a day in advance, but they do cakes up that day for that day, to go out that day. Whereas they couldn't do that sometimes because the vans go out at 5 and 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
That's the only difference all the cakes have got to be. That's how we used to double check them.
Yeah.
And then they used to all be booked out into the dispatch. So they were cleared from us into the dispatch, and then the dispatch's responsibility to put them on the lorries. So.
And then did they have to check them again in dispatch? Did they have
they used to use the sheets we've got, and they used to lift up the lids to make sure most of the, if you're probably busy, you might miss a candle off, or put a wrong decoration on.
Yeah.
Well, they'd check it as they put them down, that whatever specifications were on the ticket stuck to the box was what was in the in the box.
And do they do, they don't do that sort of checking at store?
It goes out and it goes to the shop, and when it's got to the shop they find out it might be wrong.
Yeah.
That's where I find the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, you might have subconsciously thought of candles and probably missed them off. And you put it in the rack. Well, they're not checked again. And then when it's got to the shop, they'll probably might... When the customer comes to pick it up, it's not checked in the shop. It's when the customer comes to pick it up, they check it.
I'll get it to home.
Yeah, and they find candles are missing. So it's got to come all the way back to the bakery. They've got to send somebody out to pick it up and bring it all the way back to the bakery. Just to put the candles on, to send it all the way back. So meanwhile, the customer's waiting in the shop, or she has to go home and come back.
Yeah. So, would that mean that you've got to find some way of actually checking it and find a system for yourself?
Well, it's the majority of the time what you do is we do them up to the papers, and then mostly we always check them as we take them out on the ticket. But sometimes even when you re-look, especially if you've done them, you can re-look over the ticket and still miss it and not see it.
Yeah. Sometimes. So you really need someone else to do it.
So really, you either need one of the other girls in your own department to do it, or somebody totally away from, you know, say, the van driver who puts them on the vans. Now, if I was a van driver and I was taking a cake out of a birthday cake, I don't know, but I'd think I'd automatically check everything what was on the cake, because they don't have that many on most of the runs, because they go to different runs.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I would think they'd work, really. Have you
suggested any of that, or not?
Well, no, I haven't really. Because I don't think the van drivers don't seem to want the responsibility of chucking their own stuff onto it. They'll just deliver it and that's it.
And what about the other girls in your department? Do you have enough sort of authority over them to suggest to them that should be what they do? Or can't you really tell them that that's part of their job?
Well, they do check them actually automatically as they take them out. But sometimes, no matter how many times you might check it over, sometimes two people can check the order over and say it's right, but they've probably both missed the candles.
This candle seems to be a big problem.
Sometimes.
Is it candles or candle holders?
It's the candle. The candles, you might be missing the candles off.
Are they special candles or something?
They're just the ordinary wax birthday candles, stuck on with a bit of icing, like a little rosette of icing stuck into the icing. Or you might have a ribbon missing, probably, which you might not notice a ribbon missing off the side of the cake. Or something misspelt. Sometimes it's our fault. Sometimes it's the way the orders are written out. I mean, you get Bell Green, I don't know who's writing them in Bell Green, but she can't even spell fruit. Some of the orders you get in, they are really dire, and you're supposed to decipher what they are. I mean, I mean, that's just one instance. I mean, it might be just a one-off sort of thing. Just one thing she can't spell, I don't know. But then, I mean, but certainly she used to get some of them there. I mean, handwriting, you couldn't even decipher what you were supposed to say. You were supposed to work out whether it was an A or an H or a H or, you know, something like that. And it was probably none of them what you thought it was. Mind you, you don't have that problem so much, I don't think, the stores. Because there's only a few shops. There's Sutton's. There used to be deliveries. And you've got a lot of shops. And you're going a long distance. I mean, they used to deliver in the Cotswolds. I think they used to sometimes, I think they used to deliver as far as Wolverhampton. Birmingham, So, I mean, you've got all the different handwritings of all the different shops there.
It's a mistake, isn't it?
Well, if you're that unsure of what it said, what I used to do is get on a phone, and I could phone out, and I could deal with the query then. I could go into the dispatch and say, could you get me in such and such a shop, say shop 69, and then get me shop 69 on the phone. And then I'd give them the number over the phone and say I'd got a query, give them the order number and what it was. Whereas I don't, even if I've got a query, I have to go through the office staff to query.
Do you?
Yeah.